Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I encourage you to reflect on this story from our first reading tonight from the Book of Kings. If you go back a few verses, several verses before where our story picks up, you find out more information. Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Syria. So he's a very powerful, very successful man. And like we do with high-ranking military officers, we give them a lot of deference, and he was very used to that. But he has a problem. He has leprosy. Through a slave girl, he hears about a prophet in a neighboring country, Israel, who could probably cure him, she says. And so he sends for more information. He starts by asking the king of Israel if he could enter his country for this cure. Well, the king of Israel thought this was a trick. After all, this is the head of an army of one of your enemies. So in a world of power-hungry men, the king couldn't believe that such a powerful man as this would admit some kind of weakness like leprosy, of all things, much less go to a rival country for a cure. So he was sure he was just going to invade. But then Elisha, the successor to the prophet Elijah, hears and invites Naaman in. When Naaman gets there to the door of Elijah's place, Elijah actually doesn't even come to the door. Now imagine, a four-star general has come to your door and you don't go to greet him. You send him a messenger. That's what he did. He sent him a messenger with precise instructions on what to do. Go wash 7 times in the Jordan. Well, pride rears its ugly head. Naaman is angry, and he says, it even says this in the reading, that he thought that Elijah might come and just wave his hand over it, just make it go away. He's always, as we would be, looking for that easy way out. Why would it be so hard? And then he makes a comment about being better rivers to wash in back home in Syria. And then he turns away. He actually goes to leave, runs off in a huff. But a servant convinces him to do it. He turns back, and this is where our story picks up tonight in the first reading. He washes 7 times in the Jordan, and he's cleansed. He's cured. And when he realizes what has happened, he returns to Elisha and first thanks him and then confesses his faith in the God of Israel. He asks to take back the soil from the land, so that he can then offer sacrifices on the very soil of where the real God has chosen to live. And he says, for the rest of my life, I will offer sacrifices to the God of Israel. Now, many might say at this point, well, thank you, Father Wilson, for that mildly interesting story from the Old Testament, but why should I pay attention to this in 2019, this quirky old story? Well, this story, when we look at it through our eyes of faith, has enormous spiritual significance. It speaks as clearly to us today as in ancient times, if we have the ears to hear. Now, leprosy was especially dreaded in ancient times. It was disfiguring, embarrassing. It resulted in profound social isolation. You were not allowed near anyone. Your family rejected you. They even thought of you as dead. And if anyone came near you, you had to scream, unclean, unclean, so they would know to go away from you. Imagine what that would do psychologically as well as physically of what's going on. And at that time, nothing, there was just nothing they could do about it. So, leprosy then serves as a particularly good symbol of any dysfunction that we might have that makes us even feel separated of mind or spirit or soul. Whatever is going on, whatever's stressing us out, anything dysfunctional or disfiguring. It's a symbol of that. And so what can we do then about these things in us? Well, we look again at Naaman, this powerful man, used to deference from others, takes advice from a slave girl, and then has to humble himself and trust a prophet he's never met. What's the message? Well, first, God will work wonders in our lives, but God often works through many unexpected channels. How many encounters or answers to prayer have you and I missed because we were expecting it to come some other way, or perhaps we were, in a sense, demanding that it would come another way? Not this way, Lord, I want it this way. We wanted help, but on our terms. Now, say someone has kind of been feeling lost, and they go to a priest, and he might say, well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go before the Blessed Sacrament every day for 2 weeks and recite 2 decades of the Rosary. Now, for somebody that's been away from prayer and the life of the church, this seems like nonsense. Well, how is that going to help? Prayer never helped me. I can't concentrate. It's not going to work. I don't see how this will work. These are actual quotes, by the way. The priest may say, trust me. You don't get it right now, but it will help if you trust the Lord. Naaman's pride got in the way, but he did then turn. He had finally the humility and the grace to cooperate, and he was healed when it seemed so strange, and yet in the end it was so easy. If you're lost, maybe you have your own form of leprosy within you. Listen to Christ. Listen to the church. Even if it strikes you as strange or bizarre, Jesus gave us the church, so trust him. Now finally, Naaman is cured, and then what happens? He immediately goes to worship the Lord. And that's what asking for that soil so he can go back and worship God of Israel on the soil of Israel. Worship is the goal. Worship is the point of the journey. Once we've been healed of our sin, of our dysfunction, of our fear, or whatever it is, then we are free to orient ourselves utterly to God and thank him in worship of him. It all finally will lead, if it's true at all, to worship. That's why the Mass is so important for us Catholics, the source and summit of our Christian life. Once you've been cured, you're ready and free to worship. So be humble. Don't insist that God follow your plan. Trust that God may bring you answers and healings and whatever in unexpected ways. And then with a heart full of gratitude, fall down and worship him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.